BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, so this is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Remember, hit subscribe and you'll get a new podcast delivered every day. It's our best bits of the show. After Splash and The Jump, we dream up some great new reality TV formats and try and persuade celebrities to say yes to taking part. Greg James is on Real or No Real, and there's a lot of people on the TV claiming to be relatives of famouses at the moment. Has anyone actually checked to see if they really are?
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. How are you? Hey, Chris.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you know what? Do you know I texted you on Saturday and I said that Watford were 2-0 up against Man City?
Yeah, and I replied, whoop!
Yeah, I know.
Just because I'm your friend and I want to be there in the good times.
Yeah.
So that was me showing enthusiasm.
It all went wrong after that text, but it was all fine. Do you know what? I would have taken the 4-2 defeat before the game. It was just at half-time when I was really overexcited
and tweeting away
and texting you.
And I know, and also, like, I mean, it's... You could have deleted the tweets, but I mean, you didn't.
No, but that looks really...
It does.
...lame, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Burning the candle at the weekend?
Well, no, I was planning on burning the candle that night if the Watford result stayed the same, but...
Yeah.
But no.
Jumping that lake again?
I don't think officially you're allowed
to. It's not allowed. Right, who've we got this afternoon? We've got Abby, who is revising. We've got Erin, who has agreed with her teacher, like she's made an agreement during lunch break, to let her put Radio 1 on in her art lesson today. Good forward planning. And Tony and Kaylee on their way to Cornwall to a log cabin with a hot tub. Yes, love that. Fine for a couple to go in a hot tub. Not so much when it's my mum. Remember we had that conversation before? My mum was...
She wants one, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't anymore because I put her up the idea, but she was considering getting a hot tub for a while and I was absolutely putting my foot down and saying no. No, mum, sorry. Why not, Scott? No, just no. Wow, what a weekend of reality TV. I mean, it's January, the weather's rubbish, and they've stepped it up. The Jump. Wow.
Is it good? I haven't seen it, so
I don't know whether it's good.
I mean, it sounds like... How long's the show?
An hour. Mostly just videotapes of people skiing quite badly. Not that I could do it. I mean, fair play to the people that are doing it. And because I've made this mistake before, I've said it looks easy, and then they've got me on the actual show doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that again. I've made that mistake before. Last time I said this was about horses. I said that horse jumping looks easy, and I ended up doing it on the actual show.
Are they going to make a celebrity version of... Oh, no, this is...
It is a celebrity version. How rude.
No, I meant, sorry.
It is a celebrity version. They are... The people on it, I know, but they are celebrities. It's already done. Now, we were all waiting for The Jump, weren't we, at the end? And it was a bit like they just went off the end of a curb.
Was it?
On TV. I mean, if you're doing it, I guess it's scary. Just really trying to cover my back here. But on TV, looked like you were just falling off the edge. Then there was reality TV's Lee Ryan. Ha!
Oh, wow. No,
Does he not realise that it's all...
So good.
It's all on TV. Like, all the time they're recording what you say.
Oh, I don't know where to start with him because I don't know how I feel towards him because it has been... That episode last night was one of the most... That moment was one of the best things I've seen.
Where
Jasmine walked in, he's in this love triangle, or so it seemed, and he just... It's like, as you said, he doesn't realise everything is recorded.
No, bless him. I mean, I love Lee Ryan. He is a sweet, but what an idiot. It's all on TV, Lee.
You know what? When you go on these shows, I'm sure you know that you get some money for charity and stuff like that. I don't quite know how all that works, but surely there's someone there to kind of advise you. And they go, "Look, the thing is, you know, with Big Brother compared to the other ones as well, I don't think you can come out that badly from Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing on Ice or even the Jungle one. I think it's difficult to come out that badly, but Big Brother's risky."
Lee was always going to be TV gold. Have you seen his tweets?
No, I haven't.
There we are. But fair play to Big Brother, that they have totally resurrected something incredible.
Last night was incredible.
It's been amazing, it really has. Also, we've got some new reality ideas to pitch to some people later to see if some celebrities are up for it. Because it seems to be the thing at the moment, so we've got some new formats to run by them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Oh, an early Who of the Day from Chris in Kent. He's just seen something on that offer website that rhymes with hoop on.
Yep.
Chocolate body paint.
Is that a who?
Definitely.
Is it?
When was the last time you used...
I've never... No. And you?
Ages ago.
Right.
Proper who.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Really enjoying that you are coming up with some new formats for celebs on reality TV. I mean, there's so many shows, and they do seem to do quite well. What about Celebrity Coliseum, says Joe, where it's Peter Andre and Joey Essex just being chased by some tigers or occasionally some bisexual giraffes.
Brilliant idea. Yeah, great.
As we told you last week, all giraffes are bisexual. And Chris still here on Monday trying to get his head around that.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into it again, but it's blown my mind, the whole thing.
Really has blown your mind, hasn't
the
it?
The thing is with these...
The possibilities.
The thing is with these kind of shows, it's not completely unreasonable to think that people might be interested in being part of these shows.
Well, like... With Splash, whoever thought that would be a TV show? People jumping off a diving board. I mean, it's skillful, but you wouldn't think that would ever be a reality show. The jump, where people fall off the end of a curb after watching for an hour. Like I say, I backtrack, I couldn't do it, but it didn't look that impressive.
There's so many ideas out there for reality, so especially the celebrity ones.
Yeah, I mean... And a lot of the celebrities are the same on a lot of these shows, but I just think it needs a bit of life breathing into it and a few new ideas. So we've called up various agents of various celebrities that we want on board. Are they going to stay on the phone and entertain our, quite frankly, ridiculous ideas? But we say they're ridiculous. Some of them could actually happen on TV. You never know.
I think they're quite good.
Like, anything would happen, like, could happen now. So you'll notice we've cut out the name of the agencies... With the noise of a sheep. Did this earlier. So this is my one. Are they going to entertain my idea or are they just going to hang up? What do you think?
I can't remember which one you did first. But, I think they'll entertain you for a bit.
Okay. Will I get a yes? Will I get a celebrity pinned down for this show?
You change your voice slightly, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So here's my first reality pitch. Okay. We've had jumping, we've had dancing, we've had ice skating. This is my new thing.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Lloyd Daniels. I'm calling from Two Shoes Productions, and I am setting up a new reality TV show at the moment and looking for possible contestants. I wonder if you could help.
Okay, your best bet, to be fair, is sending an email with information of the show, the sort of person you're looking for, and it will go over to the booker department, and they'll contact you with, like, the best guys.
I wonder if I could, ideally I'm looking for some of the Chelsea people, maybe Millie McIntosh, Francis Ball. I wonder if I could just quickly run the idea by you. So, it's Celebrity Zoo, and what happens is celebrities dress up and spend 2 weeks living like animals in a specially built enclosure, which we have managed to secure at London Zoo. It's a bit like Big Brother in the way that it'll be filmed 24 hours a day, and viewers are going to be able to watch live via a website, which is linked to the London Zoo website. So it is like Big Brother, but there'll be animals.
Okay.
And the celebrities will be required to live exactly as the animal they chose to represent. Yeah. So, for example, if they chose to be a monkey, then they'd have to live like a monkey.
Yeah,
or giraffe,
okay.
Live like a giraffe, etc., etc., etc. All communicating, interacting, and, I mean, possibly even mating, you never know, and cleaning must be done exactly as the real animal would do, so to put them in that situation, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
We are talking to Michaela Strachan about hosting it.
Yeah.
Star of Winter Watch, of course.
Okay.
But they would have to... The only sticking point is, obviously, to get the full amount of cash, they would actually have to eat, sleep, mate and clean as the animal they represent.
Right, okay.
And it's 24 hours a day for a week. I mean, I think some of the Chelsea people would be absolutely perfect for this.
Yeah, sure, no worries. I can pass it over to... I mean, if that's definitely... the sort of
that's the road we're going down.
I'll pass it straight to their management.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I couldn't confirm, but I can pass it over to them and see what they say.
Okay, right, maybe then. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I love it. That's a yes.
I'll take that as a yes. That's true. Someone says, don't you remember the colonic irrigation reality celebrity show on Channel 5 a few years back? That's from Aid in Lake District. Yeah, that happened.
And one on a farm.
Yeah, the farm was
remember
good.
Remember that? That incident with a pig.
Yeah. There's so many ideas. So that was my one, Celebrity Zoo. I think that I've got a couple of the Made in Chelsea peeps definitely interested.
I just love that they listen and entertain the idea.
I cannot believe.
Like going through their mind, they are probably thinking this isn't completely unreasonable.
Yeah. And they will have to even mate like a monkey. All right, then. I'll just definitely pass the details on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speak to management.
So you're one, then?
Yes.
So we're calling up another agency with another idea for a great reality TV show. Are they going to stay on the line or are they just going to be like, yeah, bye?
Good morning. Katie speaking.
Hello?
Hello,
my name's Andy Abraham. I'm calling from Two Shoes Productions.
Hi, how can I help you?
I was just wondering if I could pitch a couple of TV shows for people that you represent.
Yeah, sure.
And basically, if you could tell me who you think would be best suited for the role in these shows, that would be ideal.
Yeah, sure.
My first idea is Celebrity Spit Roast Live.
Okay, what would that entail?
Well, it's to celebrate National Pork Week.
Okay, and what would you want them to do?
Ideally, we're looking for Charlie Sloth to host this.
okay, you like him to host it. What would the people on it have to do?
I'll give you the brief.
Okay.
8 of Britain's most loved celebrities will be rotated slowly on a spit above a fire.
Okay.
Shall I go on?
Yeah, sure.
Apple in mouth and turning slowly, will they be able to stand the heat?
Right.
The last celeb standing will be crowned king or queen pig.
Okay. I'm not sure. Charlie's got a lot in his diary at the moment. I'm not sure that one would be the best for him.
I understand. I saw him on Big Brother the other night and thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
And he's fat, so we think he might be perfect for this.
I'm not sure that one would be best, but have you got any other ideas?
We just want him to host it. He wouldn't actually be the one being rotated.
Okay, well, let me have a chat with him and see if it's something he's up for. But I'm just looking at his diary and it's quite busy at the moment.
Oh, whilst you're here, we are still looking for celebs that are willing to be spit roasted.
Okay.
Have you got anyone on your roster?
I'd have to have a think about that one. I'm not sure I could answer that one right now.
For health and safety reasons, I must point out they'll be exposed to high temperatures.
Okay, yeah, no, I would gather that.
And covered in applesauce. Maybe.
Okay. That sounds good. Let me have a think about that one.
I'll take that as a yes for Charlie Sloth for now, and then you'll get back to me about someone to be roasted.
Yes. Don't take it as a yes for Charlie. I definitely will have to think about it.
Have a discussion.
Yeah, I think so.
That's good. All right, then.
Nice
cheers,
to meet you. Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
Okay, good. So why are they not completely going, this is ridiculous, okay, bye. Because reality TV's got that ridiculous, that's why.
Celebrity spit roast there.
Yeah, put that down. Hey, that was your Sophie voice, wasn't it? From the doll show.
A couple of people saying it sounds remarkably like my friend Fernando.
Oh, yeah, that as well. Definitely one of the men that were dressing up as the dolls, though.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Okay. Well, I think we've got two yeses there, or a couple of maybes, anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I really enjoyed TV this weekend for the first time in a long time.
Did you have a chilled weekend generally, then?
Proper chilled. And I like that Celebrity Big Brother are now doing their own version of Our Homes Under the Hammer game. Did you see that last night?
I saw it, yeah, but what do you mean?
So Lee Ryan's talking about being sorry, and then the music comes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I do remember this.
The music kind of just like wells up behind him.
Yeah, I do. It. I do remember, because I remember, wasn't it like right at the end of that amazing scene where he's in that love triangle and she's walked in.
I don't know what I've done. I like, she's just my friend. Yeah, sure. Bless Lee. What's going to happen to him now? I'd be worried as I left the house that Casey's mum and dad are waiting by the gates.
Well, I've seen some things on Facebook and Twitter saying that that Casey's mum, I mean, this is only for people who are really watching this show, but one of the people in there is this girl called Casey, and she's ended up in a bit of trouble with Lee, and it's a love triangle going on, but it's quite funny to watch. Now, Casey's mum has apparently gone into the house.
But we haven't seen that.
But we haven't seen that yet.
Well, it might be on tonight's episode, maybe.
And apparently she goes off, so that must be good.
Oh, amazing. I loved amazing. It when Jasmine went in. I don't normally talk this much about Big Brother, but it was exceptional last night. So the Homes Under the Hammer game, you know that show where they talk about houses on BBC One? And whatever the presenter is saying, they always play music which relates to what they've just said, like this.
Things you need to consider, though, is the number of people and the number of facilities that they require. There are some fairly strict guidelines on this, and it even comes down to things like number of cookers, numbers of refrigerators, etc., and the amount of space. Something to consider. Look at the numbers.
What's the song
get your architect to check about taking out things like this wall. And then just mull it over.
See, they're thinking about it, they're mulling it over, so they're playing Let Me Think About It. And we like to guess what the song's going to be.
Having mulled it over, I've concluded that you won't, in fact, be able to turn that rear sitting room into a bedroom after all.
You'll never be able to watch Homes Under the Hammer and Under the Same Way now, because you will notice it every single time there's a song relating to what they're saying. Yeah, but last night, when Lee Ryan was in the die room, they did the same.
I've not led Casey along to think that anything more than we are just friends. Yeah, we've been cuddly with each other, but because I like her as a friend, and that's it.
It's the music.
That is all it is. And Casey knows that, and I know that, and I want Jasmine to know that. What have
I got to yes! What have I got oh, wow. To so good.
Lee Ryan, man. Seems to be the
hardest one. Who'd have thought we'd be going, Lee Ryan, man,
Scott,
in
he's,
2014.
The thing is, he's out the house now, and I think he may be a bit of a victim of this Big Brother thing, but also, I kind of, part of me thinks, what an entertaining bloke.
Yeah. Doesn't even realise what he's doing. However, I think that Grimmy will get him on his show before we do on ours. Because I was late night texting him during Celebrity Big Brother last night. Grimmy seems to be a big fan.
Oh, he's keen.
Yeah, just likes his skin.
I'm saying innuendo bingo, I would have thought that'd be epic. But I don't know if it's, you know, still a bit who.
I don't know. I think Grimshaw might have first dibs. I reckon he's probably already in there. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So has anyone got a favourite Grammys video yet? I've been watching them all morning. My favourite is Madonna hobbling out with a walking stick. Well, actually, it's a close call. It's between that and the Beyonce one, which I know everybody loves because it's Beyonce. But I'm kind of like, okay, we know he's your husband and we know that you're really in love and all that. So no need to keep appearing on stage with him, giving him the sex eyes.
Put it away a bit.
Yeah.
No,
Sex eyes every time.
I do know exactly what you mean there. Yeah.
Hello, sex eyes again. Yeah, I know. It was like, fine, do it at home.
Also, they're parents, you know. It's at some point, like, that kid's going to grow older and your
mommy,
parents
why are you
can't
doing
be doing
sex eyes to dad. Right, so you know on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show at the moment, we're asking you lot to send in all the massively cringe things that your mums, dads, grandparents, bosses, teachers do to try and be young and hip. Did you hear that grand the other day shouting YOLO and swag?
Yeah.
Oh, God! So we've had, so far we've had teachers twerking, we've had grandmas...
Oh, even just that phrase alone is cringe, isn't it?
Grandmas gyrating, how's that make you feel?
Well,
and quite a lot of confusion about pop star names has been on. So, oh, I quite like that Lana Del Gaga. And also when they get technology a little bit confused and round the wrong way. Instanet has been on.
Yep.
Also the Insta snappy thing.
Do you know what? It's a bit like when my dad sends me very short texts, but what he actually used to do is he went through this big phrase, like every text I got was all the words joined together.
Oh, I love
in
that.
One long word.
Because he doesn't know how to do a space.
Well, he thought it was 10p per word.
No, he did not.
Yeah. So he thought he was massively beating the system just joining up all the words together and then texting me. And that went on for quite a while.
Aha. Uh-huh. Only spend 10p, join up all the words.
Listen to me, son. Yeah. I've got an idea.
Money-saving tip for Mr. Stark from Ron. So we're still after your videos and photos or just screen grabs, anything that you think is super embarrassing enough that you maybe witness while you're at home or maybe when you're around at your grandparents or at work even. If you use the hashtag shownups when you post it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, whatever, then we will find it. Okay? And we're going to... The idea is we're going to do kind of a big video at the end where we see all the best entries. And we're going to get some pop stars doing it as well. So, just go to wherever you're going to upload it. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine. Hashtag it shownups. And send what you've got, please, to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Videos, photos, screen grabs, anything you have that you think is massively cringe.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think I had an allergic reaction to watching the TV last night. Do you know why?
Why?
Because a small advert came on for next week's Family Fortunes, and it's me and my family.
I've heard. Yes, I got a couple of messages on Twitter from people very excited for the Mills family outing on Family Fortunes.
It's on this Sunday.
Are you nervous?
I'm really nervous.
I think you've held things back from us. I do, because I've asked you how it went several times, and you've sort of laughed at it and gone... You know, my brother might have said this or so-and-so said that, but you haven't really, like, you've been quite quiet about the real specific details.
I think it went fine.
Were you against again?
I was against Janine Davitsky from Benidorm. She's one of the old swingers in Benidorm. Do you know who I mean?
Yeah.
You know which one I mean?
No.
Yeah, you do. You watch Benidorm.
I've seen a couple of episodes. I think I know the one you mean.
Yeah.
Do they match
Northern.
You up? Why do they match you up with her? Do they try and do that on purpose? Or
well, they think we're similar age. No, they don't. They, I don't know. It's just at random. There's always one ITV person on, though.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm nervous. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Oh, you're definitely going
to
watch it.
I don't want to.
I can't wait.
And I'm definitely turning off Twitter.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It's just when I saw us all stood behind that desk with the Mills family, I was like, oh, God, yeah. It's actually being shown.
My favourite bit, I think, and I'll start laughing from the second they introduce themselves, nothing against your family. I just mean it's going to be quite funny. Because do they still have to do that? Hello, Vernon.
Yeah, hi, Vernon. And then I have to introduce the whole family in line. So, but also, here's the thing. I don't think anyone actually checked that they were my family. I mean, they could have been any old randoms.
Could they?
Yeah. I mean, it is my dad, I'd like to say, if Family Fortunes are listening. And that is definitely my stepmom. And that is definitely my brother's wife. It is. And also on the end, that's my ex-flatmate, not family.
How did he get on?
Now, you're allowed to have a friend as well, if you can't quite make up the numbers.
Did you claim he was something else on the form?
No. So I'm legit. But here's the thing. I was watching The Voice at the weekend, and there seems to be a lot of, especially on singing shows, a lot of people that are relatives of already famous pop stars.
Yes, very true.
So did you see on Saturday night, it was Danny from McFly's sister, and she was like, well, I've been to his gigs for 10 years, now he can come to mine. It's his turn to support me.
Yeah, and often, even though they want the links, they seem kind of resentful. It is very much like, but this time the spotlight's on me, but this is all over McFly music.
Yeah, with constantly cutting videos of McFly.
Yeah. But today the spotlight's all about me. Five colours in her hair.
And but even to the point where it's all about me. It's all about you.
Yeah.
But I know that that is Danny's sister because I think I've met her before. And also on Twitter, he was going, anyone see my sis on The Voice? Right. Very proud, etc. However, Georgia Harrop, did you see her?
I did. I watched The Voice. Is this the cousin of Adele?
Everybody sings in our family. Everyone plays something or sings something. And my cousin, Adele, does inspire me. And I'm a massive, massive fan of her music. I would love to be as good as her. I want to be a diva.
Oh, now she was really good. I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it. I won't tell you if the chairs turn around or not. But I do like the clang in there, my cousin, Adele. Because I would do that all the time.
Again, over the Adele music.
Once again, over the Adele music. It's my time to shine. Yeah, but they are playing Adele in the background.
Yeah.
Is that actually Adele's cousin? Has anyone checked?
Right.
Is she just saying that as a story?
So you think some people might be sneaking through?
I don't know. I just want to know, are the researchers actually checking that is Adele's cousin 100%? She's from Huddersfield. Have you heard Adele speak? Oh!
It's a good point, actually.
That's Adele, and this is Adele's cousin.
Everybody sings in our family. Everyone plays something or sings something. And my cousin, Adele, does inspire me, and I'm a massive, massive fan of
I'm just saying. The Scott Mills Daily. Dad dancing's happening.
I love that bit.
Doing two pointy fingers in the air.
It just felt right.
Point the fingers. Whatever.
Okay.
Point the fingers. Some of the dancing at the Grammys in the audience, have you seen that? Another thing to look out for if you're looking at the videos. Yeah. There's some brilliant dancing from really famous people, but great dancing.
I think it always looks weird when they go from the real professional dancing that's going on stage, the choreographed routine, the lights, everything like that, and it cuts to the crowd.
And there's Paul McCartney doing pointy fingers.
It just doesn't look right.
So maybe her cousin is Adele, that one on The Voice, but isn't the Adele and no one's ever checked? And that's how she got away with it?
Also,
she actually doesn't say that Adele. They've just jumped to conclusions and put the actual Adele behind her on the backing track.
As someone pointed out as well, there's a lot of people who are going to be related in some way to a celebrity.
Someone says, I can almost guarantee at least 30% of your listeners are related to someone famous who they've probably never met.
It's true. If I was going to enter The Voice, I would claim to be Emma Bunton's, I think it was second cousin.
Are you actually?
Cousin's cousin's cousin.
Are you related to a Spice Girl?
Well, we've discussed this. I'm a cousin's cousin's cousin.
But then you used to fancy her.
Well, yeah, but we... Yeah.
But what?
There's distance there, isn't it? I mean, that's...
Still not allowed. Oh, is it allowed? I don't know if it's allowed.
I don't know what the rules are.
Okay. Yeah, she just said Adele.
And my cousin, Adele, does inspire me. The Scott Mills Daily.
Not even real trumpets, are they? Jason Derulo on BBC Radio 1. Mine are. I've got all the brass. Real or No Real's coming up at 3:40.
I quite like the dusting of horn you gave that. It wasn't so over the top.
No,
it's
just a light Monday. Oof. Brass.
I'm seeing the same headline over and over again today. I've just seen it on the BBC News front page. Daft Punk, get lucky. Punk, get lucky. As if they're the first person to think of it. It's not good, is it?
Is that because of the Grammys?
Yeah, it reminded me of something that we did a while. I think it was when you were away.
Right.
And Matt Edmondson was here. And it was a similar idea. So there's, you know, America has recently been experiencing really low temperatures.
Yeah, freezing.
And literally freezing in places. And I suppose, think of this from like a journalist point of view. If you've got to write a headline, you're having to talk about the weather all week.
Yeah, and nothing really, you're struggling for that headline, struggling, what can I write?
Yeah.
And then?
And then you find out there's a village or a town called Hell that has frozen over. Severely cold temperatures.
You can't not, can you?
But Scott, it wasn't just one or two places.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. Making headlines this week is the polar vortex, and we can now report that hell has frozen over.
And the weather in the United States has been so cold that, yes, even hell has frozen over.
Hell has officially frozen over.
Hell actually froze over.
Hell has quite literally frozen over.
It's so cold in the US that hell has frozen over.
Hell freezes over.
Hell has in fact frozen over. When you see my face,
hope it gives you.
Hell
forgives you.
Hell.
When you walk my way, hope it gives you.
Hell
forgives you.
Hell.
What a headline.
It's called Hell in Michigan.
The road to hell.
Entering the gates of hell.
Is it a cold day in hell?
It's a damn cold day in hell.
It doesn't feel so good here in hell.
Cold as hell?
Heck yeah, it's cold in hell, Michigan. Go ahead and plan that wedding with your boyfriend who just won't commit. Invite your crazy in-laws who act like outlaws to dinner. It's okay. Hell, Michigan, just froze over.
Oh, amazing.
And you just believe that each one of these news outlets has thought, do you know what?
Guys!
I've only just thought of
guys,
this.
Guys, I've got it.
I've got
you know,
there.
Hell in Michigan What, it's frozen over? Hell freezes over, yeah?
It was a bit like at the weekend, Chelsea won. But I don't know if I might need to explain this, but they just sold one of their players, Mata. But then Chelsea won that game, which has led to this headline that I've seen quite a bit. It doesn't matter. As if it's the first time
anyone's thought of it ever.
I think some of these people need naming and shaming for the Daft Punk one today.
Okay.
Because it's just going to happen more and more.
So if you've ever seen today Daft Punk Get Lucky, name and shame the sources for us, please. We want to know where it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, that is mostly Shakira on that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm saying that took Rihanna 5 minutes.
I don't think it matters, because whenever I hear Shakira's voice, for me, it feels a little bit like someone's on the way. I don't know why that is. It's just
as soon
like,
as you hear...
It's her specific tone of voice makes me quite kind of up for the summer now.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's kind of Spanish vibes. Mm. Sunshine. But yeah, seriously, Rihanna did that in her coffee break, didn't she? She did. But it's still got Rihanna on it. And that is Can't Remember to Forget You on BBC Radio 1. Still one of my life highlights, putting Shakira on hold the other day.
BBC Radio 1.
We need to do that with more real, proper famouses, don't we? They've never been on hold. Like, a famous person has never been put on hold before by a company going, your call is important to us. Let's see if they like it. Shakira didn't. 6 seconds. Right, tonight, loads of stuff to brighten up Monday evening, because Mondays, January, equals rubbish. Mr. Jam, though, 7 p.m, one extra tonight. Jam hot track from Lolo featuring Gigs and loads of brand new music on one extra, online, on digital, on your TV, on your mobile. BBC Radio 1 Extra, extra hip-hop, extra R&B, Mr. Jam, 7 p.m. tonight. 10 p.m. on BBC 3, there is a new comedy called Uncle with Nick Helm, who's a very funny bloke. He did our Edinburgh show a few times. So it's about a sensitive 12-year-old schoolboy and his immature uncle, who I presume is played by Nick Helm.
Right.
I think he's a funny guy. So that's Uncle on BBC 3 at 10 o'clock tonight. Do you know what I watched on iPlayer yesterday when I was attempting to do some exercise?
What was that?
You know they now do on BBC Three, Sun, Sea and Suspicious Parents in Thailand.
You wouldn't expect them there. Like, you wouldn't expect to see your parents if you go on that kind of holiday. Nowhere's safe,
no.
I think is what I'm trying to say. Because they did the skiing one as well, didn't they?
Yeah, the skiing one was on, that was recently. Then, I mean, they don't just go to the Greek resorts anyway. Anymore, they fly people like 6,000 miles and their parents.
Is that your advice then? Just watch out if you're out with your mates. It could be anywhere. Really.
Any girls or any lads' holiday, if they're taking you, like, I don't know why the camera crew is there in the first place.
If you have got a camera crew following you, I reckon even festivals now aren't safe anymore. I don't think anywhere's safe.
They're so going to do a festival one soon, and what people do, and there's that awkward thing where your parents are watching what you did the night before on a laptop. Like,
oh,
it's
God,
just...
what was your one then? Thailand, didn't you say?
Thailand. You can imagine, right?
Oh, my...
They've taken it up a level.
Really?
One of the boys on it really did experience the Thai culture. And then his mum watched it the next day.
Yeah.
They've upped it. So BBC Three, 10 o'clock tonight, Uncle. 10 p.m. on Radio 1, Phil and Alice.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Got people, really, loads of people worried about their summer holiday now, this Sun, Sex and Suspicious Parents programme. They've blown the budget. They're going to places like Thailand now. Nowhere in the world is safe. It's not just the Spanish and Greek resorts. There's a Thailand one on the other day. What should I play last night? Jack Smore says, lads, might have to cancel the lads' holiday to Marbella now. No, don't. Just if a camera crew asks to follow you for a documentary, be very, very suspicious. Your parents aren't far away.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow, Innuendo Bingo is happening at 1:45. I know that Chris is super keen to get Lee Ryan on soon.
I don't know, it's just
he's probably busy at the moment, to be honest.
Well, I don't know. What are you saying about him?
I'm saying if you want to spit water on Lee Ryan, that's cool. And I think at the moment, a lot of people would like to watch that.
I think this is something if we left it a while, the time would pass and it would be a very different situation.
Well, yeah, because do you remember a while back, about 6 months ago, Simon Webb from Blue walked past and you went, what is he doing here?
I did. I forgot that he could hear that as well.
Yeah, you actually heard it. So, yeah, I mean, now is the time, if you were ever to get one of Blue on, I think, for Innuendo Bingo. Now is the time to strike.
Mm.
So we'll let you know how we go on with that. We'll speak to these people, yeah?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Greg James.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Excited for Real or No Real?
Are you?
Hmm.
Pumped.
I'm pumped. Well, I wouldn't say I'm pumped. I'm excited.
Right.
It is an honour, though.
Good weekend?
Yes.
What did you do?
I was DJing at Hatfield, University of Hertfordshire.
Oh, I like that one.
Right, really good there.
Good students there.
Very, very good students. Then I saw my niece and nephew yesterday and dressed up as a big tunnel.
Oh, sure.
How do you do that?
Well, you know those tunnels that sort of extend that kids crawl through?
You with a tunnel?
They put it over me and then put my hands through it.
Because those tunnels are probably, thinking about it, you're bigger than the tunnel now.
I am, yeah. My head came out the top, my feet came out the bottom. I look like a massive worm. So that was yesterday.
I bet you're quite cute when you're with them, aren't you?
I was the worm monster.
Uncle Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Big shout out to Pierre and Tom.
Yeah, big shout out. Okay, so...
By the way, my niece loves Strictly.
Really?
She is obsessed. Her favourite person in the world is Susanna Reid.
How old is she?
5.
Right on target?
Unbelievable. She's already a granny, my niece. She loves Susanna Reid.
Oh, I like nothing better than a bit of Strictly.
Are all your family old before their time, would you say? Like,
no, she's a little girl. She just likes dancing. She loves dancing and dresses and stuff.
What are you saying he is?
She wants to be a princess.
Do you think you're old before your time? I don't think so.
I think everyone's got a bit of OAP in them.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you on the cricket tonight?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly, there you go.
See? Hey.
But young people like cricket.
I know they do. And what about this?
The Vamps came third in the Sutton Coldfield High School Battle of the Bands 2011.
Oh.
Nice part of the world, Sutton Coldfield.
Lovely part of the world.
So are they an actual... They're a real band. They weren't just put together by...
No, real band. Real instruments.
Really? By an evil conglomerate.
Hmm.
So they were all mateys from a school?
Yeah, yeah. Not made up in a factory, the Vamps.
I think you can tell.
I really think you can.
You know them quite well, Scott.
Yeah, they're nice lads.
They sing about you.
Sometimes, yes. Mm.
They do some football chants about you.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why. Just because they get bored.
But I think did they come up with the name The Vamps whilst at school?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, I don't know. Because I suppose this is the real or no real thing here. Came third in the Battle of the Bands 2011.
In Sutton Coldfield. Dead posh. But third, though, would the Vamps come third? It was 2011, they might have got better.
But some of the best people don't win stuff.
Like, that's right.
The X Factor is the biggest example of this.
Absolutely, yes.
Some of the best people are third and fourth. Yep. Not any lower than that, because they are genuinely terrible. But
yeah. After that, then, you know.
If you don't come at least fifth, then you are.
I mean,
for the scrap heap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're knocked out first week, it's never going to happen. Even though you always say it's not the last you've heard of me. It is. It is.
Big shout out, Wagner.
We'll never hear of you again. So, real or no real, the Vamps, third in Battle of the Bands.
I'm going to go real with this.
I would have thought they would have won that. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No. Oh,
damn.
Made up.
Did they come first then, or was that just completely made up?
No, we made up the whole thing.
Completely made up. Good.
Play along at home for 10 Scott Mills points if you get this one right.
Last week, the Welwyn Hatfield Times newspaper ran a story under the headline... Village Hall cooker to be cleaned more often.
love local news.
Wow.
Okay, so this is
a big news.
A local newspaper. See, that's Hatfield where you were at the weekend.
Oh.
Not far from London, but not the same stories as London.
No, but far enough that you get stories like that.
Yeah.
Well, I was home yesterday. I was back in Bishop Stortford yesterday, which is about 30 miles from London, the mean streets. And there was a story, someone put a load of bubble mixture in the river and it bubbled up so much.
Wow, did it?
It's like 10-foot high bubbles in
wicked.
The river. That might make the front page this week of the Heartsickers Observer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the local news.
I think that's got to be real.
So, the village hall cooker that needed to be cleaned more often, was that a headline in the local paper?
I'd want to know.
Yeah, I like this. It's like when a bucket gets stolen, and you know what I mean. This is big news. Mm. So I'm going to say real. I think this is great if it is real as well.
It's got to be. You've got to keep everyone informed about that sort of thing, and I think it's also real.
You think it's real?
Mm-hmm.
That one is no real.
It says it's no real, but it is real.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's real, yes!
Good. Just got the wrong one.
So what's going on there, please?
So basically, it is a headline. Do you want me to hear the story from the Welland Hatfield Times?
Yeah.
Please.
Walmer Green councillors agreed a village hall cooker should be cleaned more often. A gas engineer suggested to the council the gas hob should be cleaned regularly rather than a full annual service undertaken. Councillors agreed the cleaner should clean the cooker regularly.
Good.
That's it. That's the story.
Motion passed. Next. What's next on the agenda? Have you seen the Hearts and Essex Observer thing with in Bishop Stortford, the bubble bath? It's amazing.
I've literally just found it. It's quite incredible. I don't know what's caused that, Greg. I'm looking at a video at the moment and it's like a massive river.
There was a lady who's
turning it to a bubble bath.
The quote is something like, "It looked like something from a Stephen King novel." That's what someone said.
Oh, my word. Look at this. A cloud of foam at the foot of Pig Lane.
There you go.
Pig Lane.
Pig Lane.
Sometimes when I go home, I will read the local ones in the Eastleigh and Southampton area at my mum's house, because there's always brilliant stories in like that. What about this, though?
Engelbert Humperdinck, the Please Release Me pop sensation, has recorded a song with ageing rocker Gene Simmons of the band Kiss. In a statement, Humperdinck said, "The hump rocks. Want to see how it's done?"
Wow. Before you continue, I think you owe it to everyone to do a couple. That's for both, Gene Simmons and Engelbert Humperdinck.
He was our Eurovision hope 2 years ago, of course.
He's now Eurovision who?
He is her. So, Engelbert Humperdinck and Gene Simmons, have they hooked up? Gene Simmons also a herb, ask your dad.
I heard a rumour that Engelbert was doing a collaborations album.
Yes.
What an odd rumour for me to hear. But I heard it. But I didn't know it was Gene Simmons was going to be on. But, you know, that doesn't seem that controversial.
I heard it was Elton John.
Yes, that's what I heard
as
well.
One of them.
That's what I heard.
What, with Engelbert?
Yeah. Yes. So, old rockers Engelbert Humperdinck and Gene Simmons hooking up on a track.
Well, I mean, it seems like the sort of thing they'd do.
Yeah. Different styles.
Yeah, but, you know, both old.
Different styles, but Engelbert's confused in the past before with the whole Lesbian Seagull thing that he did. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He made a song called Lesbian Seagull,
which was the B-side of a Red Hot Chili Peppers track.
Yeah.
Things like people mellow with age, don't they?
Yeah.
So I think they'll just be like, Just friends now.
Have their slippers on.
Yeah, like-minded souls.
So, what are we saying then? Real?
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, had to be.
Sadly, we won't hear it till March.
Oh, what? I thought you had it here now.
No, can't play it to you at the moment. It's my embargoed.
Birthday, March.
Embargo. That'll be track of the day.
Yeah.
Madonna recently had a hip replacement.
Simple as that.
Now, I don't know if you have seen the video from the Grammys.
I haven't yet.
The Macklemore performance. So, Macklemore do Same Love, and then loads of gay and lesbian couples get married at the end of it as Madonna sings Open Your Heart. But I did worry about the old dear, because she did look frail. In all seriousness.
I'm just having a look at the...
No, that's Mary Lambert.
Stumbled onto
Madonna,
stage.
She looks nothing like Mary Lambert.
She did have a walking stick.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
So is this the theory then? She's perhaps...
If you see the video, she...
Oh, there she is. Yeah, in a big white cowboy hat.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a walking stick, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So...
Would you say she looks a bit frail?
Well, she looks a bit, you know, off balance.
A bit wobbly on her feet there.
But it's a white stick, so that would indicate blindness.
No, she's not blind.
Oh.
No.
As far as I'm aware.
Should we say... what are you going to go with, Greg? And I'll just go the opposite for a bit of competition.
Bless her.
I think the stick is supposed to be for...
Oh, for
fun.
Stage purposes.
Looks like a fun stick, not one that needs...
Well, like a cane. So a bit like... it's, again, who you might have to who this one, but Liberty X, when they did that video.
Oh, my God.
Would you say that is the go-to reference for someone who has a stick?
Liberty X is his go-to reference for a lot of things. And that's the weird
Liberty
thing.
X, a walking stick.
Oh, yeah, walking stick. Liberty X. OMG, Madonna's face is the face that I want when I am that age.
Wow.
And wow again.
I'd love you if you met Madonna, Chris, for you to go... You could do this as your Mila Kunis next thing. You could say to her, "Did you have that stick because you were a big fan of Liberty X?"
Yeah, could do.
I think I'm going to say that is no real. She's not had a hip replacement. I'd have heard about that, surely.
Okay. Why would you?
I don't know. There'd have been some press about it.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No, of course, the cane was supposed to be there.
She'd be a great new person to do Stan Astaire lift adverts, wouldn't she, in the back of papers?
Hi, I'm Madonna.
Up I go. Walk in the bath.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's a draw. Yay. I got 30, Greg got 30.
Yes. What have you got on today, my darling?
Today we have a brand new star caller after five. Well, I can't tell you who it is, but it is good again. Someone, they hang up on the person again.
Well, because they don't believe it.
Like Derulo last week, yeah. Got hung up on, and the person gets hung up on again today after five.
No, it's not. I don't believe you.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay. Star caller, after five, another famous Cosa Normo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So that is what we did on radio on Monday between 1 and 4. Tomorrow we're back, Tuesday, 1 till 4 p.m. live, or catch the podcast, 1:45 tomorrow. As always, it's Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.